Hi, I'm Scott.
And I'm Michelle, and we are the owners of the Main Street Mouse.
And this is the Main Street Mouse weekly podcast show number 226 for April 20, 2026.
For your safety, remain seated with the doors closed, keeping your hands, arms, feet, and legs inside while the tram is moving. And supervise your children.
Welcome, foolish mortals, to the Haunted Mansion.
Because this here's the wildest ride in the wilderness.
Soarin' to tower. We are ready for takeoff.
Dead men tell no tale.
I know not who you are, nor how I came to find you. But may I just say... aye.
Come on, everybody. Here we go.
Oh, I cut that quick.
Hi.
Hello. I didn't mean to cut it that quickly. Sorry about that.
Yeah. Hello.
I just want to get right to the show.
Yeah, I know. We're recording a little later than usual. Not that it matters to you guys because you listen whenever you want to.
Whenever you want to, so it doesn't
really matter. So, yeah. How's everybody doing?
How y'all doing?
How y'all doing?
It's a Monday.
Right now.
Right now, but it might be Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday when you listen to it. Hopefully, and you know what? If you want to listen to it all 7 days, it only gets better. Every day.
Yeah, you know what? I was thinking about it. You said show number 220-something. I'm like, you know what? That is, what's the word? Dedication.
That is dedication. Actually, the funny thing is we started doing the live show on Facebook years ago.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think we started when we moved into our other house. That was 2018.
It was before COVID, yeah.
Yeah, so like 18, we started talking to y'all, and now we're still talking.
Yeah, it's been a long time. But anyway, we should be at like 600 and some odd shows at least.
Well, because, yeah, we had some skips because life, you know. But anyway, so hope everybody is doing well. Mm-hmm. Here we are, another show.
Another show, another week.
Got lots to talk about.
Did we?
We always talk. Okay, so here's the thing. Sidebar, right out of the gate.
I was saying that's what gives us more to
right,
talk
right, right.
All your sidebars.
So when we get ready for a show, we look at the topics and the news and everything, and then we have a discussion at the end. And I find sometimes by the time we get to the discussion, we have already talked a whole lot because we don't just say we did this or this came out or whatever. We elaborate a lot, and that's what makes the show much longer.
We go into too much detail.
I don't think it's too much.
Too much. Everybody, that's the emails I get. Like, you guys talk too much.
Yeah, like, shut up.
Shut up.
No kidding. We don't get those hate mails. Now we're going to get one.
Now we're going to get one. Somebody out there is going, I'm going to send them an email.
I'm sending them.
Fernando, I'm watching you.
Your nasty emails.
It would probably come from Corey if it was from anybody.
Yep, probably. All right, anyway, so let's get to it, shall we?
Let's get to it. So we're going to do our adventures in Florida living. Mm-hmm. So last week, as we told you guys about on Monday, we did have two media events. Not one, but two media events on Wednesday of last week.
We did.
Back to back.
Literally back to back. Yeah. We had to go from the Springs and do an event there and then go right to the Grand Floridian for another one.
Right. So the first event was a Muppets listening party at the House of Blues, and it was in the Voodoo Room, which is on the back
on
the water
side. Yeah, yep. It's the back.
We've actually had our live on location. We did our 10th anniversary show from that room, and we did another show from back there. So it's a really nice room, actually. It's really nice back there.
It is. It's good for events and such. But anyway, so we got there, and they had different listening stations. But what they had, I originally, when we went, now this, wait, I should rewind. So what this was for is the music for the new coaster. All the news came out for that last week.
Correct.
So, and two songs had come out.
Right.
And so we got to go and listen to two songs. Now, when I saw the different listening stations, I thought there was different songs.
Different songs at each.
But it was the same two.
Yeah.
And it was the two they had announced.
And they had just announced one that morning?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, I believe it was that. Because we were on the way there and you said, oh, they announced another one.
Yeah, I was born to be wild.
So, and what was the other one that was already previously announced?
Song 2 by Blur.
And those are the two songs you got to hear, but you got to hear the Muppets version of them.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
So, and those have not been publicly released yet.
They have not. They have not. So, I got a little sneak peek of the songs. And they're good.
Sounds promising.
Okay, so I will admit that song two was better than Born to Be Wild.
Okay.
Both songs had a lot of animal in them.
Which is weird because Animal really doesn't talk a lot.
That's the thing. Animal was kind of singing some of the choruses, which is not normal for Animal. Usually he's just like, eh,
he's screaming.
Yeah, he's screaming. Yeah. So, but I only got to hear, like, I don't know if it was like a minute or two. Like I said, song two was much better. It seemed more suited for the ride. I thought Born to Be Wild was a safe choice.
Okay, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I guess, yeah.
Like, oh, everybody likes this song. I don't like the song, but, you know,
We do have it is in the news, that is the press material we put out about the five songs that had been told to us.
Yeah.
But if you want to talk about them now, I guess we could, because it did come out just the next day.
Yeah, we can talk about the song list.
So the song list, I will read it.
You go ahead.
And I will say, I don't like any of them. I think all five are bad song choices.
Not all bad.
I don't like any of them. So as you said,
negative.
You said song two by the Electric Mayhem. Now, see, I like the Electric Mayhem. I just don't like these song choices. Born to Be Wild again by Electric Mayhem with Camilla the Chicken.
The Chicken.
Love Roller Coaster by the Electric Mayhem featuring Jennifer Hudson and Questlove.
Uh-huh.
Rock Rock Till You Drop, the Electric Mayhem featuring Def Leppard.
Right.
And last one, Walking on Sunshine, the Electric Mayhem featuring Kelly Clarkson.
Yes.
I can't sit there and say I think they're good choices when I don't think they are. There's millions of songs out there they could have picked from, and these are the five they came up with.
Yeah. So if you guys recall, last week, Scott and I were making guesses, and we did not have any of those on our guest list.
So I don't think we named any of these groups.
Okay. So, here comes the opinion time for me. Okay. I don't mind Def Leppard as a whole. I think they have some good music. I don't know why they chose that song.
Yeah, that's not even one of their biggest hits.
It wasn't even one of their biggest ones. I mean, of course, they can't do like Pour Some Sugar on Me.
No, which would be funny to hear Animal singing Pour Some Sugar on Me. But there was other songs they could have done. I don't know. I think they missed the mark not doing Aerosmith. I think they missed the mark. They should have done something by John Denver, being that he hosted so many of the Muppets.
He doesn't have any rock and roll
songs. But it would
have
been Walking on Sunshine. I don't consider rock and roll. That's mom pop music in the 80s.
Okay, so that song, here's the funniest part. So we're walking into Disney Springs and it's early in the morning, and I don't know if that song was playing somewhere.
No, it was when we went to go see Information Society, and they were talking about bands who were coming there to Epcot. They talked about Katrina, formerly of Katrina and the Waves, and they were playing Walking on Sunshine.
Okay, and then I mentioned it again when we were walking into Disney Springs. I don't like that song. I'm just going to say it. I don't. And when I was little, I did. But, it was one of those songs that they just beat to death. Like, you know, you play it so freaking much, right, and use it so freaking much, mm-hmm, that you end up like, okay, enough already.
Yeah, radio, MTV, I mean, it was everywhere.
Commercials
everywhere.
This song just won't die. And here it's coming. But the only thing I think that will save it for me is Kelly Clarkson, because I like her. I don't like the song, but I like Kelly Clarkson. So I'm torn on that one.
So I'm going to give why I'm bitter about these songs.
Oh, boy.
The ride is not changing.
No.
The ride is basically just getting a little facelift. You're going to have some celebrity cameos, which we'll talk about that in the news also. But the ride itself, the coaster, is staying the same.
As far as we know, yes.
As far as we know. So you get the recording studio where you're going to see the animatronics of Electric Mayhem, which I'm all excited to see.
Excited to see that, yeah.
That's going to be cool, I think. Yeah. I don't really see the music would have drove me to want to ride the ride more often. Now I really don't have that drive to go on the ride again.
See, like, there's only one song that I would hope I would get, and I would probably never get that song.
It'd be the fifth one. You'd have to ride it five times.
Like, no. It's going to be the same type of thing as Guardians of the Galaxy, where the song is at random. Mm-hmm. The two I heard were fine. I mean, there was nothing wrong with it. I'm not saying that. Like I said, song two was very upbeat. It was, you could, because of how the song starts and the guitar picks up and the woohoo, you could picture yourself being launched on a ride.
If they time it right.
Yes. Okay. Yes. So you can picture that. That was cool. But when I listened to Born to Be Wild, I'm like, meh. I mean, I guess it depends on how they time things, but I was underwhelmed. I was hoping for a cooler list, but here we are.
And I still want Crazy Train.
That's pretty good.
And let Animal sing that.
Oh, sure. You know, and you know, because that would have been super cool for the ride, but I don't understand why. Like, there's millions of songs to choose from. And I'm sure, remember when we got home and I was complaining about it, and you said that there might be something with timing?
Well, that's why I remember something with Guardians. We were in some talking thing with some Imagineers, and they said that they had to match the beat of the music up correctly. So that limited the song choices, because they had to make sure the beat worked with the coaster, because then it makes it a better experience. And if the beat of the song is off to what the coaster is actually doing, then it throws everything off. So I understand that if that's the philosophy, and if that is true, then I understand why they had to pick certain songs. However, these five songs, I don't see any similarity in them. No. But I also don't see a similarity with Conga and
Everybody Wants to
and Everybody Loves. No. So it's like, I don't understand the similarity. So, and you can always speed up a song or slow down a song to make it work.
True.
So I don't know. I know they spend a lot of time picking these songs. I know licensing has to come into effect for the song, and then record it with the other people to record the song, because they're not playing the originals. We're Guardians, you're getting the originals.
Yes.
So these had to be recorded by Electric Mayhem and whoever the special guest was that was on the song, if there was one.
Or a chicken.
Or a chicken. I don't know. I hoped for better. And I feel like this is a letdown to me.
Ooh.
To where I will go on the ride one time. I want to see them in the studio. I will ride the ride just because it's easier to go through the ride than to just walk out of the ride at that point. And then I probably won't go back on it. Because,
well, you don't like the ride when it was Aerosmith because it's upside down.
But I rode it many times. And if this would have had the right music, if it would have had better music, I think I would have gone on it more often. But because as long as it doesn't go backwards, usually I'm okay. It's the backwards that really bothers me.
But you don't like Guardians and it doesn't go backwards.
No, it's that spinning... That Guardians, this
I love Guardians. I have never seen a coaster that is as top notch as Guardians of the Galaxy over there. Awesome.
The last time I rode it, I realized after getting off it, that was it.
Took a bunch of Dramamine?
I have. It doesn't work.
Well,
so and I'm fine with it because it's a good ride. Not saying I don't ride it because it sucks. I'm saying I don't ride it just because I don't feel
well. I'm hoping that when we ride it at the end of May, that you don't not feel well afterwards.
I won't have a problem with it. It's the rides I have a problem with are Guardians, because you do go backwards at one point in Guardians when you're taking off.
For a second or two.
Okay. And when you go backwards on Everest, I don't have a problem. I never had a problem ever on Aerosmith. We just stopped going on it because we didn't want to wait in line.
I don't really like upside down anymore. I mean, I'll do it, but I don't love it. I think that's why I like Cosmic Rewind, is because it doesn't have the upside down flippy thing. Because
I rode the upside down one in California Adventure, and it doesn't bother me.
Yeah, for some reason, that's the Incredicoaster. Mm. That one, when it goes upside down, it just feels like it goes so fast, and
so fast.
It's not a big loop. You know what I'm saying? Like, the loop is just around, like, where
it's right. You see the bottom of it. I mean, you're already...
It's not
huge. You're back up, and the bottom cart is just going through the top.
Yeah. So I guess we'll see. I like the retheming idea. I like how it's going to have animatronics. At the end of the coaster, when you get out, it's going to look like a concert, just like it did.
Yes, like it did with Aerosmith.
Yes. So, I mean, there's a lot of things that are promising about it. I'm excited to see everything when it gets done. I hope I only get the one song that I like, but I probably will get Walking on Sunshine.
Probably, if you write it four times, you'll get it.
Yes.
You'll get that and Born to Be Wild.
Yeah, that one. Those are the only two that I really don't care for. Like really, really, really.
I guess we'll see what happens. But yeah, I had a lot of hope because I love the Muppets. I really do. I love the Muppets. Well, so to me, this was like a
wah-wah. But here's the thing. Let's turn that frown upside down for a minute. Try to go into it with an open mind and don't let these crappy songs ruin it for you.
I'll put my AirPods in and I'll listen to my music. And I will listen to Crazy Train.
Oh my God. I just said they're crappy songs. I shouldn't say they're all crappy songs or not. I am.
Wow, you said I'm negative.
It slipped.
They're all fine. And if it's you know, fine. You know. They're fine.
They're fine.
They're fine.
It's fine. Fine. But yeah, so everything else, we got to see some posters that are going to be over by the ride.
Yep.
I think it's going to be really cool. We're disappointed in the song choices, but you know, who are we? And I'm keeping an open mind, and I'm looking forward to actually writing it.
I guess we will know more at the end of May.
We will know more at the end of May.
So we had that in the morning, and then we left there because we had tea experience at the Garden View Lounge at the Grand Floridian.
We had tea, y'all.
We had tea. I don't know if you can say tea and y'all. Kind of like...
I just did. Okay.
It wasn't a sweet tea, y'all.
No, it was... yeah, it was
fancy
high tea, as yes. They call it. So that area opened not too long ago. They redid that back part.
Right.
And the tea experience has been something over at the Floridian for a long time now. So they just kind of changed it up, put that in, you know, the back room over there.
It's beautifully done. I mean, the way they did the whole room and everything is
It's fantastic. Alice in Wonderland theme, but you don't see Alice in Wonderland anywhere. It's more like on the menu, on the card,
yeah.
Stuff like that.
Yeah, all the menu items reflect something from Alice in Wonderland. Like you had the one thing was the Mad Hatter's hat was one of the desserts.
Yes.
Which don't touch with your fingers, we were told, because you will get green fingers.
Yeah, it's a green hat.
Yeah. So they brought us in. They give us the menu to choose what tea we would like, hot tea, which is because I don't drink hot tea. I don't drink hot coffee. I mean, much less hot tea. But they didn't really offer anything else. So I just.
So you're drinking hot tea.
So I drank hot tea and I actually got, there was a chocolate flavored tea. And I thought, okay, you know what? Maybe it tastes kind of like hot chocolate. I don't even drink hot chocolate, but I mean, maybe.
Yeah.
Something like that.
You put a bunch of sugar in it.
Put a bunch of brown sugar in it. And it wasn't bad.
I had the plain old like Earl Grey type, but so instead of like usually there's the little container that has like the Splenda and the sugar.
Oh no.
They give you a bowl
and
it's got sugar cubes and it was regular sugar cubes and or brown sugar and you get they had like the little tongs to pull them out.
Right.
Now I usually ask for Splenda or whatever, but I use the sugar cubes in my tea. I'm not going to, you know, ruin the experience.
Right.
So that was kind of neat. Then they put the teapots on the table for you to have later. And then...
but you can each have your own pot. You don't...
You get your own pot.
And they will actually, if you're not sure what tea you want, they will bring out around this tray where you can actually smell the tea to see what the aroma is.
Yeah, they have like... It's, they pull these little like glasses outside of the tea that's like stuck in it. And then you can smell what the inside of the glass...
Which was kind of cool.
Yeah. And I just... I'm basic when it comes to that stuff. I just want a regular old tea. But they had all kinds of different flavors. I thought it was really good. And the first thing they give you is orange and cranberry.
Orange and cranberry. The best part of the whole experience to me was that scone. It was so good.
Gosh. I know. I put a video of our experience on our socials today. So you can go take a look so you can see what I'm talking about if you haven't already. But that scone was... fantastic.
And then they brought it with three different types, a regular butter, a Devonshire cream, which is a really sweet butter, and then orange marmalade.
Yes.
Which were all very good, actually. Even the plain butter was really good.
It was just so good. The server came back and I told her how great that scone was. And she's like, do you want another one? And
you should have taken it.
I know, but I didn't because I knew that more food was coming.
I should have said, yeah, we'll take six more.
Oh, they were so good. So here's a little disclaimer before I start. They give you finger foods, basically, and it doesn't look like a lot, but I don't know what they put in the food because I was so full when I left. I was just miserable. And I don't know if it's because there's a lot of carbs in it. I don't know, but let's explain what they had.
So they bring you, it's a little three-tiered buffet style, or it's, I think those are called a buffet holder is what they do with the three plates on it.
They got three plates, and each plate has stuff on it.
Right. So the bottom plate had salmon croquette type thing. It was like a salmon salad on some kind of little cracker. Of course, you all know us. We didn't touch those because neither one of us eat seafood in any way. And then it also had chicken curry salad. Or chicken salad with curry.
Yes. Like and that. It had like little hearts on it that was something sweet, like cherries.
It was cherries, yeah. We didn't know if they were beets at first because they looked red like a beet.
I think it was supposed to be cherry.
Yeah.
And then they're in like this little rectangular pastry. And it's really small. It's like the size of my pinky finger, maybe.
It's literally a finger food.
And I don't really like curry. Scott doesn't either. But I love chicken salad.
Right.
And the curry was very light, and it was delicious. Yeah. It was very heavy. That little tiny chicken salad.
That 2 bites of chicken salad.
Was so heavy, but it was so good. I wish they had more of the cherry hearts on it, because they were fantastic.
They added a good flavor to
it. I know we didn't eat the salmon. So then you go to the plate above that.
Correct. And on that, you get, so there's two, they almost look like King's Hawaiian rolls, but they're like a reddish pink.
They're like a red roll.
Yeah, and they have egg salad on them but it has just a FYI warning, there is bacon on it, which Michelle doesn't eat.
The very
eat
top.
And I caught that. It's not mixed into it. It's just little crumbles of bacon on top of the salad. So she was able to pull that off. And then they give you, it's little pumpernickel pieces of bread with a cream cheese. And I can't remember the type of cream cheese they said
it
was.
Not regular cream cheese. It tastes totally different.
Totally different. And then it has four little slices, half slices of cucumber on it.
Yes.
And you get two of those. So each one of these things you get two of.
Yeah.
One for each person at the table. So if you have four people, you get four of them, obviously. But so we each got one of those. And I tried the cucumber thing was the first thing I tried. And it was okay.
It was fine.
It was fine. And then we tried the egg salad. And I thought the egg salad was good.
Mm-hmm. And I ended up giving you my egg salad because I ended up eating the other little chicken seed.
Yeah, the chicken salad one. So you ate that.
So bargaining back and forth. I'll trade you an egg salad for.
And then the top one was desserts. And I want to say there was five desserts for each of us.
There were so many desserts. Oh,
I think it was five.
And
I couldn't tell you what any of them were.
I will say they were so rich. Like, even if you even. Now, I love desserts. I do. Mm-hmm. And I was even like I was took a bite of one and then a bite of the other. I couldn't finish any of them. There was one that was like a chocolate and it had like a chocolate mousse inside.
That one was good. That's the only one I finished.
That was really good. Then they had it was a rose and it had some sort of cake inside.
Yes, that's the one I finished. Not the chocolate one. I finished the rose because it was almost like a cream cheese or like a cheesy cake.
I couldn't
taste that. I got that was good.
And then the Hatter's, the Mad Hatter's hat was green. It looked like it had moss on it. And the server said, this is the oddest thing. Don't grab it with your fingers because it'll turn your fingers green. Right. I'm like, what?
And that's the first thing she basically told us.
Yeah, don't touch the hat, but you're going to eat it?
Yeah.
So I didn't know what to do, so I kind of slid it off.
We used like the knife to slide it to the edge of the plate and then put it right onto it.
And then finally I just grabbed it because, when I was going to put it in a box, I just grabbed it. I'm like, I can't, there was no way to go about it. But it was like matcha.
Matcha, whatever. Yeah, the cake, green
looking cake. It was green, like matcha cake. And it had tasted like lime on top. I know that matcha is a acquired taste. So that's why I brought it home for my son because he likes it. Mm-hmm. But he even was like,
Yeah, I tried it. It's not something I would order. But I did try the matcha.
Because you have to.
Yeah, I tried it. It was okay. But it's not something I would order because I didn't really. I've never had that taste before. And I didn't really like that.
Yeah, it was all right. And then they had the little flamingo and his head was white chocolate. It was almost too cute to eat.
Yeah.
And then there was some sort of like a cream filling. It almost tasted like a lemon to me. But at that point, I was on sweet overload. Yeah. I don't even know because. We just kept, because I wanted to try everything.
Right. You can't give a fair review unless you've tried. And then they gave us, what were those called? Those, it was like playing cards they looked like to go.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Those were, oh my gosh, I can't think of the name of them right now.
Started with an L?
An L. It's not going to, it'll come to me like at 3 a.m. They serve these cookies, Linder cookies.
Linder cookie, yeah. It's a cookie, then has like a jelly or not maybe.
It almost tastes like a graham cracker with jelly.
They're really good. Those were really good.
So they send you, they give you those to go, and then they give you like a little card. Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if they gave us those as part of the media thing or if that's a regular thing, because they kind of made it sound like we have something special for you to take.
Oh, home. Maybe.
So I'm not sure.
Maybe you don't get the cookies. I don't know. But
maybe you will. I don't know.
That's a maybe if
that's
you go.
A maybe.
So I put out this video today for it, and I was started looking on MDE. Mm-hmm. To see, you know, I was just trying to find out more information.
Right.
There are no reservations at all.
Oh, no, because it's not booked. A big area. It's,
no.
Yeah, there's not a lot of room in there.
Because they say book 90 days out, mm-hmm. and, you know, so I could only go so far right. on the calendar. Nothing.
Wow.
And so it is a special experience. It's $79 a person. Again, it's something that you would treat yourself with. It's right. not like something you would do all the time.
No.
Because it is a little, it's a little cute, a little fancy.
Right.
They do, kids are $49 each, which that's what
Depending on how picky your child is, they might not eat anything but the desserts.
Unless, I wonder if they give the kids something different.
I did notice that they have multiple menus, items, okay. depending on what you do. Because I know they had like a gluten-free menu and they had different items on there. And then they had a menu, which we should have ordered for you, which was no meat of any kind. But you did eat the chicken, so...
I did. I wanted to see the experience as is.
Right.
I didn't want to order anything special.
Right.
I wanted to try, like, what does it come with? Right. And then I asked when we left, does that menu ever change? You know what right. I'm saying? Like, they alternate for, like, maybe in the fall or something. Yeah. And right now, it's the same every time. So you're not going to get anything different right. if you go.
Yeah, so if you go now and you go in 6 months, it's probably going to be the exact same experience.
It would be nice if they did something for Christmas.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
Yeah, I don't know if they could. They could actually theme saying. It for the seasons. I mean, but, even if you want to keep the Alice in Wonderland theme, you
maybe the desserts change. Like have like themed like desserts for the season. Listen to us. We're changing the whole experience. But
we're gonna change the music and Muppets. We're gonna change the experience at the Floridian.
We have ideas.
We have ideas.
But I liked it. I think, like I said, I left very very full. I wish I would have got a second scone and I'd have thrown it in my purse. No, I'm kidding.
They did give you a box to go.
They did. There was the desserts were at the top, and she asked. There was like a couple, and I took them home. But anyway, so I thought it was really nice. If it would be like a girls' outing, I think.
Yes.
Like if, you know, like friends went for a birthday or something like
bridal
that.
Bridal party.
Yeah, it's something like that.
Yeah.
But I did like it.
Right.
And I was very full. Finger foods, man. I don't know what they put in it.
I know. I left there hungry.
You know, but we, you and I have different appetites.
Right.
Whereas, you know, like right. I was ready to roll out of there. I couldn't eat any more desserts. And you were kind of like,
I could go through a Wendy's drive-thru.
But I was full. So, yeah. And I think you can get more. Like they'll bring you more. Because, I mean, she offered
me. They didn't offer anything besides the scone, though. And we didn't finish anything.
No, that scone, though, it was delicious, but it was filling.
If I could go there and just have scones.
Oh, my gosh. I wish they sold the scone somewhere.
And the orange marmalade, because I like the orange marmalade.
It was good.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, now I want a scone.
I know, so do I. I'm going to go to Starbucks after we're done.
It's not the same.
Hey, it's all we got.
So yeah, I liked it. I liked it. I thought it was fun. I thought it was like a special occasion type of place, but good luck getting a reservation.
Yeah.
They're from what I can see, they are booked through June.
Well, this is where you use a travel planner, like MEI Mouse Fan Travel, when you
jump on that
vacation, because they will watch for you. Mm-hmm. And when that becomes available, they'll be able to snag it for you.
So yeah.
Definitely check that out. Might help you out a little bit.
But all in all, the two events were nice. We appreciate Disney inviting us out. I'm not trying to like totally dump all over the Muppets thing. We just weren't thrilled with the songs. But I do like the idea for everything else. And I'm really looking forward to seeing it.
Yep, we'll see. We'll see how it goes at the end of May.
See how it goes.
So then Thursday, Michelle records on Thursday. And because we were out the day before, we usually don't plan anything the next day. Since you've had your diagnosis, we try to always give us a day rest in between doing anything else. But we ended up working on your book.
We did.
And we actually sent it to press.
We did.
And we've already gotten the demo copy.
We have a copy.
We do have to make some cosmetic changes.
The cover isn't really what I wanted. It was a little dark. I want to read through it again to make sure it's right. how I want it.
But it's easy changes.
Yes. So we have a physical copy of my new book. Finally.
And you changed the name of it.
I did.
What it originally was going to be. And you said that, because this book has been in the works for 5 years.
Yes.
That is not a joke. I'm not making it, just pulling a number out of the air. It's been in the works for 5 years. However, you were never happy with where it was at. And that's why I think it took so long. I think that's why you drug your feet on releasing it, because it just, you got all the chapters done there and there was still something that was nagging at you that you just didn't like.
There were some things about it that I just didn't like. And then when I went back, I pretty much did a rewrite of a lot of things.
You did.
Because some of the, like he said, like stuff I wrote a few years ago might not be how I feel today, or, you know, how I want to put stuff today. So I pretty much had to like give it a makeover.
Right.
And
update it.
Update it to change some things, add some things. But now I'm going to read through it to make sure I'm happy.
Right.
And we'll see how it goes. But it's crazy. When we got it in the mail on Saturday, I felt so accomplished, because it's about the same size of Moving to Main Street.
Yeah, it's a little bit longer. It's like 20 pages longer, I want to say.
But it's and another reason that I feel like I was afraid to release it is because it's not like what I usually do.
Correct.
It's something different. It's not kind of the same, but different. But yeah, so please stay tuned for that. I hope you guys love it. I hope you guys buy it. It's just one of those things that, you know, I put my heart into sort of everything that I write. And I just want to make sure that when I do it, that it looks right and it's good enough to have everyone read it.
Yep. So we'll be doing a pre-order on that. Mm-hmm. So Michelle will be signing all the first copies that go out. So stay tuned to the socials for when the pre-order begins, and you'll be able to do that, pre-order it, and then once they arrive, Michelle will sign them, and we will ship those out immediately to get them into your hands. Yes. You guys can let us know what you think of them.
I hope you support, because it's a labor of love, like everything else we do.
Exactly. Exactly. That's the best way to say it. And then over the weekend, our friend Claire on Sunday came into town. From Canada.
Yes, Claire in Canada is in town.
She is in town. And so we got to see her.
We did.
And had some dinner and talked.
Watched some wrestling.
Wrestling was on in the background, and I got to watch some of that. But all in all, it was kind of a
low-key weekend.
Low-key weekend, but that's fine. Because when Claire's here, we don't usually stay low-key.
Yeah, so when Claire is in town, she is very active, and she's like, what are we doing? What are we eating? What are we doing? And that's good for me, especially right now, because I've been such a homebody, and she will make sure that I'm doing things.
Correct. Yeah, she will not let you just sit around the house too much.
No.
And if she does, they'll make sure they're snacks.
Yes, she is the snack queen.
And she brought a bunch of snacks to us last night.
She brought snacks. She always brings snacks.
And then she even brought our own shortbreads for each of us, because she knows how much we both like them.
She brought shortbread that her mom makes. Yes. Anyway, so we're happy to have Claire in town.
Yes, and she will be here for the week. So, but that was our Adventures in Florida Living for the week. And then today, of course, recording. So guess we'll hit the news and we'll do our discussions. And we do have a House of Mouse guest announcement.
We do.
So the first blog that went out after we went off air last week, and is the thing we did talk about on the show, is Jenna Von Oy will be joining the House of Mouse Expo.
She will.
And you could look at it as a mini Blossom reunion, because Joey Lawrence and her both were key characters on that show.
Blossom, yes.
She was also in a Goofy movie. Mm-hmm. She played Roxanne. I think she was Stacy, Roxanne's best friend in the movie. So you will be able to come out, meet her. If you're a Blossom fan, come out, meet her and Joey. If you're a Goofy movie, come out, meet her. But anyway, just come out, meet her.
Just come to the expo.
Come to the expo. Why do I have to talk and beg? Please. Just kidding. But no, really, come out.
Come to the expo.
The next blog that came out was Character Walk of Fame coming to Walt Disney Studios Courtyard. So this is the new area that's going to be opening up at Disney's Hollywood Studios.
Yes.
The courtyard where they just put up the new Sorcerer hat. Mm-hmm. Up. Mm-hmm. But they've done some of the cement around there. It looks like some of the characters have gone in there and they put their footprints, handprints, and signed their names in the cement.
Yeah, it's cute.
It is really cute. And I think it's a great idea they did that, because you already have that in front of the Chinese theater.
Yes, like celebrities.
With the celebrities. So I think it's kind of cool that they did this with the Disney characters. And it makes sense right in front of the Animation Studios courtyard. Disney Plus and Hulu to live stream the world premiere of Devil Wears Prada 2. That was yesterday.
Oh.
April 20th. That's today. So if you're a Devil Wears Prada fan, you'll want to check that out on Disney Plus as you're listening to this on Monday. And if it's Monday, sorry you missed it.
Yes, I read that.
introducing Universal Express, now Single Attraction Express Pass. So I took this. This is very similar to Disney's Lightning Lane on demand or whatever it is to buy one ride.
It is. It's very similar to what they're doing with Lightning Lane.
Which people don't really like it. A lot of people don't like it at Disney, so I don't know why Universal's doing it.
Because so Universal has the After 4.
If you have the right pass.
If you have the right pass. This is more like, let's say the line is really long at Hagrid's.
Okay.
And you can buy like a fast pass.
Now, do you know how much theirs is?
I don't.
Okay.
I didn't see that in what I found.
I think you have to be in the park for it to show you on the app what it is too, because it's going to go on demand.
Yeah. So. And it was weird because the feedback on that, you know, I read the comments.
Right.
People were a little bit annoyed.
Oh, I can see that.
Because don't be like Disney.
Right.
And I agree, but we have the passes that we.
After 4 o'clock.
After 4 o'clock. We don't have to worry about it. But if you don't, I don't know. I just.
I wish that was a feature Disney would copy Universal on.
Yes.
If you have this tiered level of a pass, you don't have to. You can go in the Lightning Lane.
After 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock or whatever. Yeah.
I don't know why Disney doesn't do that. But because they make more money.
Yeah, they don't have
Lightning
to.
Lane.
They don't have to.
And that's the thing. You know, people are. And this is my opinion. And you guys all know how I feel about Lightning Lane. I don't like it. I think it's a cash grab. I don't like it. So, you know, them doing that. Here's the thing. All right, here I go.
Oh, boy.
It costs so much money to go to a theme park these days.
Correct.
People, like save forever or max out credit cards to go.
Right.
Okay? Because you got to get the hotels are expensive. The food is expensive. The entry is expensive. Now I got to pay
to ride the ride.
To go on a ride that I'm going to stand in line for an hour.
Yeah. It comes down to, do you want to waste an hour of your time waiting for that ride, or 2-3 hours depending on the ride?
Depending on the ride.
Or do you just want to pay us more money? You can get on it a little bit quicker.
I just don't like that. And I think that the reason that it works is because people are impatient.
Yes.
Nobody wants to wait that long. I mean, I don't like waiting in a long line, but we're pass holders. We can come back.
I won't pay for it. But even if we go to, when we're in Disneyland, we're not pass holders.
But we wait.
And we will wait. If it's a ride we truly want to ride on, I will wait for it.
We waited forever for a Haunted Mansion last time.
We did.
But yeah, I can't get behind that one. I don't care whose theme park it is. I just give people a break.
And I don't have a problem with them selling the Express Pass. Universal does that, but every theme park does that now to a point. Cedar Point did that years ago when we go to Cedar Point all the time. You could buy the special pass, and it costs even more than the ticket to get in the park at the time. But you get a shorter line wait. And if you want to do more of the rides, you got to do that. Because Cedar Point was the type of park where you'd wait 1.5 hours for any coaster, pretty much.
I know. There was times we would go, and we'd only ride 3 coasters for the day because we waited in line the whole freaking
day. That was the whole day. We would be there. It wasn't like we were just there for a couple hours. We were there all day.
We would get there in the morning and stay there until they closed.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know what the answer is. I'm still an advocate for how FastPass ran.
Paper passes.
You know, like the paper passes. Because it worked.
Yes.
There was no problem, but they weren't making money on it.
They weren't making money
on it. I don't know. I just got a problem with that. I'm sorry. I know I sound really cranky today. But I do have a problem with that. But now Universal is going to be testing it out. We'll see how it goes.
I hope it fails.
With bombs.
I hope it does. I hope nobody does it. So, next up, Journey into the Wilds Unknown in the next Disney Lorcana set by Ravensburger. So that's get ready to come out. So if you're a Lorcana fan, check that out. And if you're a Lorcana fan, you're also going to make sure you come to the House of Mouse Expo because we're going to have some Lorcana stuff.
We're going
to
have some stuff.
Disney Store debuts limited time shopping events. So they're bringing back in 2 malls the Disney Store just for a limited time. And then malls are the Ross Park Mall in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, or the Westfield Garden State Plaza Mall in, I think it's Paramus, New Jersey.
That's weird. Like, how did they choose those? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. Of all the places, unless those might have been ones that did really well.
It's like choosing songs for a ride. Just there's so many to choose from. I mean, malls are everywhere.
Yeah, you have how many malls in each state?
Yeah.
And it's like, those are the two you pick. But I know New Jersey has a huge, there's a lot of, when New Jersey has that vacation that week where they're off schools or whatever, and they come down here, like, tons of people from New Jersey come here during that time. And then I know Pennsylvania has a large Disney fan base as well. I mean, I'm not saying other states don't, but I'm just saying.
The rest of you guys need to step it up.
Make this a competition. Who can be the biggest Disney fan?
I hear Ohio likes Disney.
And I heard if you go to the House Mouse Expo, they're using that as a judge.
You know, I'm going to, they want to know what state you're from.
Shameless plug.
Shameless.
Next one is the Rock and Roller Coaster starring the Muppets breaking news. So this was the song list that we put out last week when that hit on Thursday.
Uh-huh.
Got it out right away. Also, the celebrity cameos that you will be able to watch for while you're on the ride, they say you're going to be able to see different celebrities throughout the attraction.
That'll be interesting.
Did you read the list of who?
I did.
Because they have pictures of them all in the blog that went out. But yeah, some of them, like, how am I going to be watching for these if I'm flying through the coaster?
Yeah, I don't understand. And that's the thing. And that's why I don't want to be too judgy about, like, just the songs, because we don't know what they're doing in there.
I think Danny Trejo being one of them is awesome. I'm sorry. I think that one is one of the best choices. And that's where, like, Ozzy and Crazy Train would have kind of fit that whole...
Yeah, just missed opportunity.
But Neil Patrick Harris, you knew that would happen. Well, Travis Parker being in there.
I'm surprised.
He's kind of like Animal, the way he drums. He's kinda, So I was kind of happy with that. Awkwafina, I know she's done a lot with... She's in the Marvel films with...
She's so bad.
Darren Criss, who he's done a lot with Disney over the years.
Yes, and he was in Glee. I love him.
John Stamos, which he's...
He's always Disney.
He's a Disney ambassador.
And Neil Patrick Harris, yeah.
And I know John Stamos opened D23 Park Night.
Oh, okay.
As, 2 years ago when we were there for...
He is always doing stuff for Disney.
He opened it all up. Travis, Yvette Nicole Brown, who does a lot for Disney. Wayne Brady, local.
He's a local, actually.
He's a local person. And then Weird Al Yankovic.
Okay, now Weird Al, Weird Al.
I want Weird Al to take some of these Muppet songs and do his own versions of them.
Gosh, I like Weird Al.
He's great. He is. He's fantastic.
So. I've liked him since I was a little kid.
Definitely. Definitely. Step inside G-Force Records, the posters and such. So we saw some of the posters the day we went to the listening day.
Yes.
But they did release a few more. So we do have pictures of all the posters that will be around the courtyard and such.
Yeah.
Attraction.
Yes.
There. Disneyland is going to be expanding the timeline for Star Wars Galaxy's Edge. And I couldn't be happier about this. The only thing I'm mad about is it's Disneyland first. But they get everything first out there, that's fine.
They do.
But I love that they're actually going to incorporate the original Star Wars character films.
Finally. You have been saying that since the beginning.
Because I think that was I think that is what killed the Star Cruiser, is that the story they focused on all the new, and me being a lifelong Star Wars fan, I'm sorry, I don't care if Kylo Ren boards the ship, because you know my opinion.
I know.
I want to see Vader. I want to hear Vader's march, and I want to hear his stormtroopers come in there and take over the ship and do that. And to me, that would have been great. Or to see Han and Luke, to see Princess Leia. Those are the characters I grew up loving, so why would I not want to see them?
Well, now they're coming over to Galaxy's Edge in Disneyland.
So we're going to have to get out there.
Yeah. They already showed what Han and Leia are going to look like.
Yeah. It's,
But you know what? You can't have everything you want. No.
You know what? They never looked like them when it was Star Wars weekends. It was just true.
I think it's the wig. And you can't duplicate fully what somebody looks like. However, I will give them credit for the girls that play Rey.
Yes, Ray, they've done really well.
They got the hair down, and then she has, like, her voice.
And Chewbacca looks just like Chewbacca. I mean, it's amazing, the likeness of him. R2-D2 will be also out there around.
I think that this is a good idea, too.
It is. And I think you're going to, somebody like us, so when we go to Disneyland, we rarely go through Galaxy's Edge because it's an identical version of the one we have here.
Right. There's nothing for us to see that we haven't already seen.
But now when we're there for D23, I will go through the land to see these characters because I've never seen them in the parks like this.
Yeah. And I know that it's weird. I know that it's the exact same, but sometimes it doesn't feel like it to me because maybe we go into the wrong side.
Maybe.
I don't know. It feels different. I know it's the same, but it feels different. And every time I go in there, I think about the grand opening and being part of that. And that's
you know
cool.
Which character I think they're missing, though? Mm. And I think it'd be a great one. Jabba the Hutt. They need to have that big barge sitting there with Jabba. You can go up and take a picture.
That would be cool. A big Jabba animatronic.
I think that would be awesome.
You know how many people would love that?
I think it'd be fantastic. You could actually make it into like the, because I know they have the cantina bar type.
Yeah.
Or what's called offhand.
Olga's Cantina.
Olga's Cantina. But I think it would be cool if they turned a bar and then they had him there. Just like against the wall.
You won't fit in Olga's. It's very small.
No, but they could build a new one that would be like...
Build something else, you know?
I think it would be fun if you could actually go in there and get a picture. And it, like you said, an animatronic that's moving, that's talking. I just think it'd be fantastic. And even go a step further, you could actually have it to where you look like you're... Like there's a stand-in where you look frozen like Han did when he was in Jabba's.
You guys should see his face right now. Oh, he is lit up like a Christmas tree. This is all good stuff. Well, you know what? It's a start.
It is a start. And it's a start, I think, is way past due. And they're not getting rid of the newer stuff.
No, they're incorporating things together.
Yes.
And I know how you are with timelines and Star Wars and everything else. But I think...
I'm fine with this.
It needs it. Because for some reason, and this is just my opinion, for some reason... Everybody was super jazzed about Galaxy's Edge when it opened. Mm-hmm. Now people are like, you know, Rise of the Resistance is awesome.
So probably my favorite ride in all of Walt Disney World.
Yes. But you don't, it's not super crowded back there.
No, it's not. And I think this will get the hype back up to bring the true Star Wars fans back. Because the lifelong fans, I didn't grow up with Rey and Finn and Poe. I'm not saying anything against their characters, but I grew up with the original characters.
And everybody knows the original
characters. Everybody does. So I think this will help with that.
It was needed because I'm not a big Star Wars fan, but I know that when I covered that, when Galaxy's Edge opened in Disneyland, uh-huh. I was so impressed seeing it for the first time.
And think about this. When you were at that party, the press release with George Lucas was there, and... Harrison Ford was there,
uh-huh.
and Billy Dee Williams was there,
uh-huh.
you know, and Mark Hamill was there.
He was.
They brought out the old school guys.
They did.
They didn't bring out the new ones. You didn't see
Good
the new characters.
Point.
They didn't bring out Finn, Rey,
no.
and Poe. They brought out the characters from 40 years before. So it's like you knew that these are the characters that would go over better for the crowd.
Yes, these were the original characters.
Yeah.
Good point. That was amazing to see. There are certain things that that we've gotten to do that I'll always remember. Mm-hmm. And going into Galaxy's Edge for the first time, and a cast member let me go up on a
walkway,
so I could see it looking down.
Oh my gosh!
And you talked about the timeline. I'm really okay with this because I had talked to a cast member years ago. Who he told me that Galaxy's Edge has to reflect the timeline of the movies and films.
Mm-hmm.
That was the goal.
Okay.
And he actually said that Galaxy's Edge was 6 months behind whatever was on screen. But they said that every time something came out, they had to redo the whole land or do the premise of the land because something new came out. I'm okay with the land being scattered because, you know, it's no different than another Disney park. If I walk into a park and I see Rapunzel walking down the street and then I see Snow White, I don't think, they shouldn't be on the same screen. They're 70 years apart.
Yes.
I don't think that.
Just hodgepodge it.
Yeah.
Because this way, if they do it like this, you have your people that love The Mandalorian and the baby. I love the baby. But then, you know, really would like to go see Chewbacca or want to go see, a different character. Because this opens it up for no matter where your favorite is. You're going to find.
And even if you're not a huge Star Wars fan,
yes.
you still relate towards some character. You still like pull like,
oh, you know who they are.
You might be. I remember watching Princess Leia when I was a little girl, you know, and now you can go meet Princess Leia in the park, even though she kind of was wearing her Hoth outfit, which that's a whole nother story. But it's you can relate more to the characters no matter what level of Star Wars fan you are. If you're a newer fan, a younger person, or if you're an older fan who's been around since day one, because we have the 50th anniversary of it coming up next year.
My God. And everybody knows Darth Vader.
Oh, yeah. And he's still listed, I think, as either one or two as the most feared villain in cinema history.
Which is kind of crazy.
It's really crazy because if you know how many minutes he's actually on screen in any of the movies, it's kind of scary that he wasn't on. But
it made an impact.
It was that presence. It was the way he walked. It was the voice. You hear the breathing. You know, it's just the way he walked. It was just, he was a menace. It wasn't like Freddy Krueger and Jason, who you know are just going out there to slaughter people. Vader, Vader was going to beat you. He was going to make you feel it. He was like, he didn't play games.
He's going to scare you really good.
He's going to scare you, unless you're his son, and then he's just going to cut off your hand and say, we should join forces. But anyway.
No.
Okay, anyway. Star Wars Weekend's Throwback Party coming to the House of Mouse and Expo. You put out an article about
Speaking
that.
Speaking of Star Wars.
And you do want to get your party tickets for those because they are limited.
Limited. We only have so many spaces for that party. There's going to be food. There's going to be a cash bar. There's going to be music from DJ Elliot. It's going to be fantastic.
It's going to be a fun night, so you're not going to want to miss it. Our expo parties are legendary. And I can say that after three of them, they're legendary.
It's like my favorite part of the week.
It is your.
I love it.
I'm walking around going, I just want to go to bed because I got another long day tomorrow.
Yeah, I know. I'm the one who has to learn to cut my evening a little bit short.
Yeah.
I don't.
Because her next day doesn't start as early as she really.
You know what? I stay till like last call. Just how I am.
That is. Disney Arcana update. Another one. New release dates, product reveals, and what fans need to know about this new set that's getting ready to come out. So again, if you're a Arcana fan, you're going to want to check this out. And last but not least, Toy Story 5 merch roundup reveal week day one. So all this week, there's going to be a new reveal every day for a different either toy or a different...
Toy Story 5 theme merchandise.
Yes, every day this week. So stay close to the social so you guys can see what's coming out. Okay, so that is the news for the week.
Oh, it's exhausting. I told you we get close to an hour from jabbing.
So the articles for what I'm about to, we're going to do our House of Mouse Expo guest announcement. So the articles did just go live on our sites because it is 8:10 local time on Monday night. So the articles did publish, but they're not shared to the socials except for Twitter that will be there to where nobody should know this, but.
When we get done recording, I'm going to put it everywhere. So
yes. So would you like to introduce our next guest?
Sure.
Go for it.
Okay. So our next guest is somebody who is very, very relevant right now because of the projects that he is currently involved in. Okay. So he is on Wizards Beyond Waverly Place, which is recording their last season.
Correct.
Currently, he plays Roman Russo. So one of the main characters on Disney's Wizards Beyond Waverly Place.
The oldest child.
He is. Yes. He is. He also is the voice of Peter Parker / Spider-Man on the...
Spidey and His Amazing Friends.
Spidey and His Amazing Friends, which is on Disney Channel every day.
Yes.
And for big kids that like cartoons, he is also the voice of Gumball. And... That's not on Disney, but it's Hulu.
Hulu's
right?
Got the streaming rights to it. Yeah, it is owned by Warner Brothers, but Hulu is streaming it.
Right. It's called The Wonderfully Weird World of Gumball, and he is the main character, Gumball. And his name is Alkeo Thiel. And we are so excited to have him.
So excited. This,
because he is an up and comer.
He really is. I think we're catching him at the right time because I think. He's done so much, and he's only started acting, I think it's 5 years ago or 4 years ago.
And he's already starring in these different things. It's amazing. It's amazing.
And his resume, beyond what we've just mentioned, he's been in a couple feature movies. He's done a lot more TV than what we've mentioned here. He's worked with a lot of big-name talent. So, yeah, his star is rising. I mean,
how really cool is it that he's doing Wizards? Gumball is like... He has like a cult classic
following him.
And then being Spider-Man, yes. You know, Spidey and His Amazing Friends. We are really excited to have him. I think he's going to be a great guest. I think a lot of people are going to be excited to meet him because, you know, and another thing too, now that he's a Russo and Wizards of Waverly Place goes back.
Yes.
And Selena Gomez is actually going to be on episodes this season.
She's producing.
She produces the show. What am I trying to say? I know our kids loved it back in the day.
Well, I was going to say, because season or our Expo 2, wasn't Maria from Wizards?
Yes, she was the mom.
So his grandmother on the show.
We already had her.
Was at our expo for the second year.
Yes, she was.
The year we had the big Hocus Pocus reunion and all
yes,
that.
Yes,
she was there. And
yes, Maria was
we
there.
Had so many people come out to meet her that fans grew up with her, and they said that you were my TV mom.
Yes, it was very sweet. And I know our son, Aiden, was so excited to meet her because of Wizards of Waverly Place.
Right.
And Wizards Beyond Waverly Place is very, very popular.
Sure.
And like I said, he plays Roman Russo and one of the main characters.
Yeah, so we're really excited. I was reading more about him. He started acting in high school when he was 11. Or he was in a high school production of, I can't remember the show, when he was 11. He's only 16, I think, or is he 15 right now?
Something like that, yeah.
And that's what gave him, when he was 11, that's when he got the acting bug, and he started beelining it that he's going to start doing this, and he wanted to do it. And to be featured in a few different Disney projects, as well as Warner Brothers with Gumball.
Yeah, and to be the main character.
And to be the main character. Yeah, he's not even like a supporting character in the background. He is main character in these three things we mentioned.
Yeah.
And he brings different fandoms in from all of those.
He does, and I'm excited. Again, Alkeo Thiel is his name.
Yes.
And he is fantastic. We are so excited to have him at House of Mouse. So come on out and meet him. He is like huge on the Disney Channel right now, and he's Gumball.
He's Gumball. And I'm going to let you guys know right now, we have one more guest announcement next week.
We do.
And then that's all the guests. We physically don't have room for any more. We've had a lot more than want to be there.
Yes, we have been approached by a lot of people this time, and our venue only holds so much. So it was almost like first come, got.
It really was.
But it feels like we started forever ago, you know, with the announcements of the Lawrence brothers.
Yes.
And it's just like every
week.
Oh my gosh, it's just a lot. So we have a great guest list for you.
Yeah.
We're planning so much fun, great vendors. There's just so much panels, everything that's going to be happening. So you're going to want to go to House of Mouse. Go to houseofmouseexpo.com and find out all the information.
Get your tickets now.
Please get
Don't
your tickets.
Wait.
Don't wait.
Yes,
and it's going to be cheaper to buy your tickets online than at the door.
Oh, for sure. And we're going to be raising prices online eventually. As we get closer, we have to raise the pricing.
So
get your tickets now so you don't miss out. Because you're going to be mad at yourself if you don't go.
You're going to be so mad.
You're going to be so mad. You're going to be
July 31st through August 2nd at the Wyndham Lake Bonavista Disney Springs, right over the walk bridge from Earl of Sandwich.
Yeah, right by Earl of Sandwich. You take that bridge over, you are at the hotel.
So if bebopping around the springs and you want to come to our show, you cross that bridge, bam, you're there.
Come help us sell this one out so we can move to the palace.
Yeah, because we want to move to a different hotel.
We want to move to the
bigger.
Big one next door that's huge that we can grow for years upon years to come. So.
Yeah, we're doing our very best, so we hope you come and support. So
definitely.
Thank you.
Thank you guys so much for listening to our thing. Like I said, one more guest announcement next week, and then we'll be giving you guys updates of things that are coming. We have some artists we're going to announce, some other things like that, some of the vendors we'll talk about that are coming.
Stuff. We have so much to talk about.
We have so much coming up, so it's not like we're going to be done talking about just
no.
The celebrities, as much as they are a big part to a lot of people at these shows, there's so much more.
Yeah, it's a good time.
So stay tuned for all that.
Yeah.
So our discussion this week is one you came up with.
Yeah.
And you told me to write down Disney opinions. Why people are so convinced they are right with no wiggle room.
Yeah.
Okay.
No wiggle room.
You want to explain more what you're talking about exactly?
Okay. All right. So here I go. If you listen to my podcast on Thursday, the Daydream Believing Podcast, I already had a rant about this, but I'm going to rant again because that's what I do. Okay. So, you know, we told you guys that we went to see a concert at Epcot last week and we got pizza in between sets.
Correct.
So like Monday or Tuesday, I don't remember. I posted a picture of the pizza that we got, okay? And I said, it's next to Viennapoli.
Right.
And it's great to just grab and go.
Right.
You know, like you don't have to you know, not table thing, not whatever.
Right.
Okay? Man, oh man, did I cause a stir. I don't know if I talked about this last week. It was rage bait, and I didn't mean to do it. Maybe we talked about it last week. I can't remember.
I don't know if we did or not. I know you did on your show.
Okay.
I don't remember.
So.
If we did, sorry. For those
but
that
I have
didn't
a
hear
point.
It, we're going to talk about it again.
I have a point. This is like the springboard of what the conversation is about. So people were horrible in the comments. Like, you know, hate that pizza. I love that pizza. Pizza's trash. you know, no, it's not. It's good. No, it's not. You know, we have better pizza where I live. Well, oh my God. Oh my God. I was so irritated and I couldn't believe how nasty people got over pizza. No. And I think I get mad. Okay. One person made me mad because bold statement. And I had to comment. No Italian would call that pizza or good pizza. Now, being Sicilian, I spoke up because I'm Sicilian. And I'm going to tell you about it. And what I said back was, actually, that is not true. I, you know, and I put my 2 cents in there. Oh, well, then you like that kind of pizza. Oh, my God. All right. So
no,
you said,
really?
No, you said no Italians.
Yeah.
So, yes, here's my point. I got 2 points. It depends where you come from.
Right.
Okay. Where we grew up, Sicilian style pizza was the thing.
And Detroit style. Our
and Detroit style. We used a lot of dough.
Yeah.
All right. So we don't mind doughy pizza. You know, oh, and then another person was like, that is not Viennapoli pizza. I never freaking said it was.
You're right. Viennapoli is really thin.
And it's in the brick oven.
Yeah, wood fired.
Okay. Anyway, so I have a point. Actually, I'm gonna get a dig in, then I'm gonna get a point.
You go.
Because, okay, let's say somebody posted a picture of a fish dinner.
Okay.
All right.
I would say it's nasty.
Okay. We had a great fish dinner. I am not gonna go on the comment saying, ew, disgusting. Like, what's the point? We're getting into the conversation.
And this isn't just about food. It's gonna be about other stuff. But okay.
If you want to go have a fish dinner and that is your thing, mm-hmm. have at it.
Right.
I don't have to be rude
right.
and say, well, something wrong with you. We're eating fish dinner.
Right.
So, and I'm finding, here we go into the conversation.
Because fish swim in the world's toilet.
Yeah. Ew. Okay. So the opinions, all right? And I'm finding that Disney people are so opinionated.
Yep.
And
entitled.
But the opinionated goes like, my opinion of something is law.
Right.
Like,
you're crazy.
You're crazy because I don't like this or I do like this. And people, you know, fighting about it.
Right.
And I can't understand why Disney people are like that. Because you have people that, even like a resort, you know, oh, I stayed at Caribbean Beach. It was great. Oh, I hate that resort. It's this. It's that. You know, people trash other people's opinions. And I'm not really sure why that is. Like, and it's everything. It's
right.
everything. So, like, there's things that, okay, here. Like, if I wanted to be that guy, all right, I could say, I would never go to Narcoosie's, or I would never go to, oh, my God, I'm drawing a blank, Top of the Contemporary.
Oh.
I'm drawing a total blank.
Oh, my gosh, I can't think of the name of it right now either.
God, I'm so tired. I'm sure there's a lot of you at home. Like,
you're all going, it's this.
Have I lost my mind? Well, anyway.
I can't think of the restaurant.
Their menu.
California Grill.
California Grill. Thank you. Oh, my gosh. So sorry, you guys. We should lose our Disney card for that. I wouldn't go eat there.
Yeah.
Because it's a lot of seafood and beef and things that I don't eat.
Right.
Okay? If you want to go eat there, go.
Have
I don't care. If you, you know... Because Narcoosie's is a lot of seafood.
It's a whole lot of seafood.
Inexpensive.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Right.
Or I had a great, you know, crab legs or lobster right. tail or whatever. And they think it's the best. I personally wouldn't touch it.
Right.
But that's your opinion. And I have my opinion and I'm not going to fight you about it.
Right.
So I'm not really sure why all of this, you know, or some people will say, you know, Seven Dwarfs Mine Train is the best ride there. And somebody will come up to them and say, actually, no, it's not. It's Big Thunder Mountain. You know, like, I don't understand. Can somebody make that make sense to me?
I think a lot of it is people just, and I think social media has created this.
Oh, for God's sake, yeah.
I think social media has created everybody that I know more than you do. You're an idiot. I'm smart.
Yep.
You can shut up right now.
Yep.
And
you're stupid for how you feel.
You are. And you're stupid for how you feel. Now, the one I will make anybody feel stupid about is Red Gold ketchup versus Heinz.
Oh, no.
That is just bad parenting, in my opinion. Even if you're the they taught you to eat red gold and you think it's good, that should be abuse. Parents should.
You are out of your damn red gold. You don't say abuse. You could say that it is
neglect and not teaching them what good ketchup is.
Oh my god! You have a serious problem because you.
Oh, do you want to talk about chicken?
Oh my god!
Let's talk
dark
about
meat, fatty.
Yeah, let's talk about. And I got an issue.
But it was
okay. Let's go back
okay,
to mine.
You know what? It was fatty, nasty chicken on my buffalo chicken.
But now I hear all the time because we do go to Splitsville a lot.
We do.
And what do I always hear from people? I love the drinks at Splitsville. I love the sushi at Splitsville. Guess what? Scott doesn't eat sushi and Scott doesn't drink alcohol. So I don't give a crap if you like the drinks there. I don't give a crap if you like the sushi there. I'm going there for me because I enjoy it. It's my money. I'm not spending your money. If I'm spending your money, then you're entitled to your opinion to tell me what's good and what's not. But
you gotta try the sushi.
No, I don't.
I don't eat sushi either.
I don't have to because you know what? If you're buying me dinner and you say, try the sushi, it's good. Sorry, I don't eat sushi. If you're not going to buy me anything else, I'll buy my own dinner.
Right.
Because I don't care what you or your opinion is. That's great. You love it. Wonderful. Eat it all. Order 15 plates of it. I don't care. But I don't eat
you.
It.
That's yes. Your opinion. And
Viennapoli, their pizza in Viennapoli restaurant is good. The pizza is different at the window.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's the same sauce, but it's also a different crust. But do I just say Viennapoli because it's easier to say the pizza window by Viennapoli? Yes.
Yeah, we don't say it is
people Viennapoli. Assume you, oh, that's not Viennapoli. Okay, you know what? That's like saying I got pizza on 192. Oh, where, Little Caesars? No. Don't just assume what I'm talking about. It's not like that. And this isn't just about food, but like you said, it's about rides. It's about shows. Mine Train's the best ride ever. Well, you know what? It's one of the shortest rides, but what you're on is a great ride.
Right. I mean, if you like, oh gosh, like there's certain things that people will like, I'll die on that hill that this is the best. You got people that are diehards for Festival of the Lion King.
Correct.
I used to love it. I'm over it.
Yeah, we saw it too many times.
But if you want to go see it 87 times,
go for it.
Go ahead. I'm not going to make you feel bad because that's what you want to do. Right. I'm not going to make you feel bad because, you know, you want a fish dinner or you like the turkey legs. I find them repulsive. But if you want to get one, have at it.
But here's the thing. If somebody is that strong in their opinion, obviously your opinion doesn't mean squat because everybody would feel the same way. And if they did, none of these other places would be open.
Yeah, you have to have variety. And that's a really good point because nobody would buy anything.
No.
You know?
If we did everything based on Joe Smith, who said this pizza sucks, this is the only real ketchup, and I don't like black, I don't like greasy, nasty chicken on my pizza, then everybody would agree with him. But guess what, Joe? Not everybody agrees with your opinion because your opinion is your opinion. And most likely your own family doesn't agree with you 100% on your opinion. Me and you disagree on stuff all the time. I don't have a problem eating certain meats and stuff. You don't like them. That's fine. You don't tell me I can't have it. You might try to make me feel bad sometimes. But I know it's also playful in an aspect.
Okay, I will say.
You don't like me when I have bacon.
I don't.
And I've cut down.
But you have. But I'm gonna admit something, judgy. All right.
Mm-hmm.
When we went to Enzo's Hideaway.
Yes.
And they put that big slab of steak on your plate and flopped it in front of you. I wanted to cry.
No, I know.
Because it was this big piece of steak.
But you didn't sit there and say, oh my gosh, you're eating Elsie.
I have an affection for cows. I will not eat them anymore. I haven't in years.
But let's even talk about hotels. You love the monorail loop.
I love the monorail loop.
I personally don't like it.
Okay.
I think I don't like the Grand Floridian. It's above where I'm comfortable at. I don't even like walking through the Grand Floridian, much less staying there.
Okay. Anyway.
You know, the Polynesian, I would like to stay at someday. Haven't done it yet. Contemporary's fine, but it's not my choice of resort I'm going to go to. Now, not that it's on the monorail loop, at least the one person in the monorail told us it was one day, but it's not. Wilderness Lodge, I love it.
I love the Wilderness Lodge.
And it's close, but it's still not on the loop.
Right.
My favorite resort of all of them is the Riviera.
I love the Riviera.
I love the Riviera. And that's probably because the first time we stayed there was a Disney media event and they
just opened.
They gave us one of the really nice rooms and we were up on like the eighth or ninth floor and it was
just view of the Skyliner.
It was the best way to experience it the first time and it made me love that resort. It really did. And it always has been. And we've been back, I think, once or twice since then.
Yeah.
It is expensive to stay there. But every time we go there, I never leave there going, oh, it's maybe not as good as it was, because I just enjoy it. But some people might say, I don't like the Riviera because of A, B, and C. And that's fine. You're entitled to love whatever resort or whatever hotel you want to stay at. You might want to stay at the Best Western on 192.
Go for it.
And if that's where you want to stay, more power to you. You might get a breakfast. Guess what? You don't get a breakfast at
You don't get free resort. Breakfast at Disney.
You know?
Which you love a free breakfast.
I love a free breakfast because
even if it's
expensive.
Not good breakfast, it's free and you go get it.
Exactly, because it's food that you don't have to spend money on. I'm just so tired of people trying to make people feel bad for what they actually enjoy. Because then you sit there, and if you're insecure, you question why you like it.
And then the next time I go with these people, I guess, should I even ask to go on this ride or go to this restaurant? Right. I don't know. I was very surprised at how people were. And you know what? It's been almost a week and they're still fighting over the pizza.
Oh, sure they
Instagram
are.
Instagram and Facebook. I haven't read the comments anymore because it was making me mad.
Yeah.
And
old you would have deleted it.
Oh, for sure.
And now you don't do that because it's like, you know what? If you guys want to prove your stupidity in public.
Don't say stupidity.
Arguing about a slice of pizza. I'm sorry. There's bigger problems in the world right now. And arguing about pizza to me is kind of a stupid thing.
Well, I think there's other more important things to fight about. But all I'm saying is that maybe public service announcement, maybe just let people like what they like. I don't care if I'm not that person because I can't go to somebody's post and crap all over it with mean opinions.
Just keep swimming.
Yeah, just who cares? I don't know. Maybe next time I see somebody post fish, I'm going to go, ugh, or post like the pukey emoji all over it. But I'm not going to do that because people like what they like. And like when we went, you know, out to dinner, Holly had salmon.
Yeah.
You had steak. Greg had steak. I had spaghetti marinara because I don't eat.
But there is nobody on this planet that has the right to tell somebody else what they like is wrong. I'm sorry, you do not have that right. That is not one of your God-given rights in this world that you have the right to.
I mean, within reason, if somebody's going to rob a convenience store, I'm talking about opinions like the theme parks.
But you know what? If somebody's going to rob a convenience store, they shouldn't do it. But if they do it, they have to suffer the consequences if they get caught doing it.
Okay, but I'm talking theme parks. I don't know. And you know,
and that's what I meant with theme parks also. Theme parks, restaurants, hotels, things like that.
Even if you go over to Universal, you got people that
it's the dark
on
side.
City Walk or whatever, they love this restaurant, hate this restaurant. Yes. And they're very opinionated also. Or like the coasters, like this one's good, this one's crap.
What's funny though is one of your favorite restaurants at City Walk is Cowfish. You don't eat cow and you don't eat fish. But the name of the restaurant, because they do have chicken, the restaurant is the two things you're not against, but you like the restaurant.
And I didn't try it for years because I thought it was burgers and fish.
Right.
So being that I don't eat either, I would not go to Cowfish because I'm not eating cow or fish.
When you finally looked at the menu and Sean suggested it.
There's not a lot of choices. Right. It is a lot of beef
and
sushi. But I did find a chicken sandwich.
And you love fried pickles.
The fried pickles are delicious. So there are things that you can get around it. And, you know, and that's my opinion. I don't want that stuff. But
if we all had the same opinion, this world would suck.
Well, it does suck. But it would be even more boring. And I'm not talking just the pizza picture. I'm talking about Disney groups that I see, other Disney posts that I see, and people just ready to come to blows over opinions.
Do you think it's because they can't control what's going on in the world, so they're going to give their opinion on something that really doesn't matter?
Maybe it's pent-up frustration. Maybe it's an outlet, I don't know the reason.
Because I felt during COVID, like everybody was ready to rip each other's throats out because about everything.
That was expected.
And that was pent-up frustration.
Sure it was. But I also feel that things have never went back to normal since. People have gotten a lot more uptight.
Yep.
People have a shorter fuse, get upset about things.
And that's weird because what COVID should have taught us is we don't know what tomorrow's going to bring.
Yeah, and maybe be a little kinder to each other.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I learn from things when they happen, and we all make mistakes, and we all go through some really bad things.
Yep.
But we don't have to take those things out on other people because it's not their fault.
Right.
Opinions are just that. There's just opinions. And I guess I don't know what would possess somebody to go and argue with people online. I mean, if you want to do that, or you do that, that's your choice. But I wish that people would show a little more kindness. And if you don't like what somebody has on a post or a food or whatever, you can just keep scrolling.
Yeah.
You really can.
You don't always have to give your 2 cents.
Yeah, not everybody needs to hear, like, you spew venom all over a post because you don't like it. I'm going to do that. I'm going to get my puke emoji, and every time I see something.
You will not.
I know. I should.
You'll say you will, but you won't do it.
I would feel so bad.
You would feel bad.
And then
you call them and apologize.
And then I would keep checking that post to see if somebody said something mean to me. Like if somebody told me I was mean or wrong because I did that.
You do it, now I'm going to go tell you you're wrong.
I just can't do it. Now, mind you, in person, if I get mad about something, that's different.
Right.
Because that's personal to me. That's if I'm mad at you or I'm mad at the kids or I'm mad at somebody.
Or just mad.
That's different. The internet is not real life. It's not.
It's
okay to just let things
it's
go.
It's so far away from real life that it's laughable.
Smoke and mirrors. Yeah. All the world is a stage. Yep. That's how I feel. So everybody, be nice. Keep scrolling.
Treat others as you truly want. If you want me to sit there and tell you how bad you are, if you're going to treat me that way, then be ready for it. Because I've gotten to the point where I used to be one like that. I would just let stuff go and I wouldn't say anything. And now as I get older, I don't do that.
I'm always telling you shush.
You are telling me. You tell me shush at least 16 times a day.
I shush him.
And that's before I even get.
Because he gets all riled up. But you're not like that. You don't go fight about food or a ride. If it's personal.
Unless it's Heinz ketchup.
Oh, God.
I will fight tooth and nail for that.
And you know what? The ketchup situation is something I can't control. No shushing in the world is going to fix that.
I saw a commercial today for ketchup nerd. And it was a Heinz, and I want to be a ketchup nerd for Heinz.
You are a ketchup nerd.
You're a ketchup nerd.
No, I don't. See, he's a flip-flopper. He has to throw it right back at me. I'm not a ketchup nerd.
Ketchup nerd.
No. Hey, you know what? Own it. If that's what you like, you own it.
I will. I'll own it. And that's the one thing I will downgrade people. If you're eating Red Gold, even Hunts at this point, don't.
Well, it still sounds like Heinz. It's a H word. It's an H word. Why not?
Really?
I'm reaching. I'm sorry.
You really are reaching on that one.
Okay. All right. I'm sorry.
Because I'm trying to think of something in my head right now that's a comparison that starts with the same first letter.
I don't know.
To bring that up for you. I'll have to think about that.
All right. So anyway, be nice.
I got to find a better word for grizzly nasty chicken.
It shouldn't be called buffalo chicken pizza. It should be called buffalo nasty fatty
pizza.
Dark meat chicken pizza. Put it all.
They couldn't fit that on the sign.
I don't care.
They'd have to have an acronym.
I'll tell you what. They downgraded that pizza so badly, it should have a warning.
We haven't been back there since.
Nope. Because it used to be really good, and it's garbage. See, look at me.
Wow. I wouldn't say it's garbage. It's just not your cup of tea. But...
Okay, who wants fatty pieces of chicken?
I'm sure there's somebody because they sell them still.
See, I'm being judgy. Like, okay, all right, I'm a hypocrite. Because if somebody said, you know what? That nasty, greasy chicken pizza over at Pinocchio's.
They make my stomach hurt for 3 hours after
I think that's delicious.
And it's like probably real cool ranch Doritos on it.
I don't even know if I could let that go because it was downright disgusting. And I have a picture of it somewhere, and I was going to write an article about it. That's how mad I was.
I know you still have it, though. You keep saying, I'm still going to write that.
All right. Because why would Disney do a bait and switch like that, get you to come there, order your favorite, and it is just garbage. It's garbage pizza.
They got you. They still got your money.
I know, but I'm still mad if you can't tell.
I can't tell. I would never guess you're so upset about that one.
All right. I'm trying to let it go. But you know what? But you're worse with the ketchup.
I am. Ketchup.
And anytime you know what you are terrible for?
What's that?
Anytime I say something about you and the ketchup, you bring up that freaking chicken.
because until you there's audio of this one night because you used to rip on me every week for the ketchup, and then you brought up the barbecue, the chicken, the one show, and I had you. I was like, I finally found her kryptonite was nasty, greasily, fatty chicken.
The worst.
Worst chicken ever.
I mean, I think if you would have bit into it, it would have been like a piece of gum.
Wow, okay, I got to end the show now.
All right, and you're welcome.
Yeah, now I have to go eat dinner.
You want some chicken?
No. No, I don't. But anyway, so that was this week's discussion. Sorry if we offended you.
We didn't mean to offend.
But if you're one of the ones that are hurting other people's feelings with your opinion, I did mean to offend you.
That's right, so maybe check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Ooh. Oh. Listen to her. She knows what she's talking about. She wrote books.
Yeah, and buy my book.
And buy the book. See the... She won't riff on anybody in the book. Wow, this turned into like a total like...
This
I feel like George
terrible.
Fairman selling a grill.
I know, we're selling grills. Anyway, okay.
Okay, anyway. If you have a question for Michelle or for myself, you can email them to the opposite one, and we will ask it to the other one on the air. So if you have a question for me, you can email it to Michelle at themainstreetmouse.com, or you can email me a question for Michelle at Scott at themainstreetmouse.com. Also, if you're listening to Michelle's Daydream Believing podcast and you want to make fun of her for her nasty, greasy, fatty chicken buffalo, you can email her. Joking. But no, if you really do want to email her and have a question, a show idea, comments about her show, you can email her at michelle@themainstreetmouse.com.
Michelle at fatty, nasty, gross, grizzly.
I'm
going to
go buy the domain when I'm done recording here. No, but again, if you have any comments, questions, or suggestions for her show, email her michelle@themainstreetmouse.com and she will get back to you. She does check her own email. She doesn't have somebody that does it.
I do it on myself.
She does all herself. And it is Michelle with one L, not two, or email will not go through.
Will not go through.
We'll run through our sponsors really quick. Our official travel partner of the Main Street Mouse. Make your money and time go further with all-inclusive, always complimentary white glove services from award-winning MEI Mouse Fan Travel. Wherever you travel, you deserve unparalleled support, honesty, and attention to details from the best free travel agents in the business. Go to our website, any of their banners that are on our site. You click that, you'll get forwarded to their website where you fill a small form with just some general information, and one of their excellent travel advisors will reach out to you. And the best part is it is free for you to use their services. So you will get the same price if you book it yourself or if you have them book it. But the best part is if you have them book it, they watch for discounts. They help you with reservations. If you want to go to that tea at the Grand Floridian, they will watch and see when it becomes available so you can get in there. So check that out when you have time. The official transportation partner of the Main Street Mouse is the Genie Transportation Services. Their trusted Orlando car service offers safe private transportation from Orlando International Airport straight to Walt Disney World, Universal Orlando Resort, and Port Canaveral. From spacious vehicles to friendly professional drivers, they make every ride stress-free, comfortable, and a little more magical so your family can focus on the fun ahead. Visit thegenieorlando.com. Our official stroller scooter partner of the Main Street Mouse is Kingdom Strollers. They can help you with your rental and make your Disney vacation stress-free with Kingdom Strollers, Orlando's trusted stroller scooter rental company, delivering clean, comfortable strollers and scooters right to the resort or wherever you're staying. Skip the hassle and travel light so you can focus on making magical memories. Visit kingdomstrollers.com. Any one of these, please let them know you heard about them on themainstreetmouse.com, and that way they will know that the traffic is coming from us. And also by supporting our advertisers, you're supporting us, which we greatly appreciate. I'm done talking. I'm going to let Michelle close out.
Well, this show is a little off the rails, a little bit snarky here and there, but I hope you enjoyed it. Don't forget, Daydream Believing podcast is on Thursdays, and it's more of my rambles, but I come up with some pretty fun things to talk about. HouseOfMouseExpo.com. Please check it out, y'all, because Scott is putting so much of his heart and soul into this event, and he's doing such a good job, and he is like the best organizer you will ever meet, and he's just putting everything into this. And if you can't come, please tell others about it, share our posts over there, because the word of mouth is how we have grown everything when it comes to the Main Street Mouse for the past almost 16 years. So we appreciate you. And on that note, I hope you have a wonderful, fantastic, no, I hope you have wonderful, magical, fantastic week ahead. And we'll see you real soon.
Around the Magic Kingdom is almost complete. I can't thank you enough for spending part of your day with me. And I hope you've enjoyed your journey as much as I've appreciated being a part of.
Ladies and gentlemen, please gather your belongings, watch your head and step as you exit, and take small children by the hand.
On behalf of our entire flight crew, thanks for soaring with us.
Now I will raise the safety bar, and a ghost will follow you home.
Some imagination, huh?